Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the podcast where we ditch the screen addiction and reclaim our lives one swipe at a time. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is hitting close to home for so many of us managing that phone-related guilt and shame. Ever scrolled through Instagram and felt this pang of, oh, why am I doing this? Or spent way too much time on TikTok and then berated yourself for it later? Yeah. We've all been there. The internet can be a double-edged sword, right? It offers incredible connection and information, but it can also make us feel like we're falling behind, comparing ourselves to highlight reels, or just plain wasting precious time. So, how do we navigate this tricky terrain without letting the guilt and shame win? Buckle up, because today we're diving into some strategies that actually work. 5 powerful strategies to conquer phone-related guilt and shame. 1. Recognize it's a habit, not a character flaw. First things first, ditch the self-judgment. Understand that phone overuse is often a learned habit, not a reflection of your willpower or moral character. You wouldn't blame yourself for biting your nails or chewing your hair, it's just something you do, right? Same goes for scrolling when you're bored or stressed. The key is to become aware of the trigger and find healthy coping mechanisms. 2. Get real about your screen time. Let's face it, sometimes we have no idea how much time we're actually spending glued to our screens. You know that feeling when you look up from your phone and an hour has vanished? Yeah, those sneaky little moments add up. Download a screen time tracker app, there are tons out there, set daily limits, and hold yourself accountable. Remember, awareness is the first step to change. 3. Reframe your relationship with social media. Social media can be amazing for connection, but it's also designed to keep us hooked. Think about your feed, is it filled with inspiring content or just endless comparisons? Consciously curate your feeds by unfollowing accounts that trigger negativity or make you feel inadequate. Remember, social media isn't real life. Focus on building genuine connections offline and engaging with content that truly nourishes your mind and soul. 4. Embrace boredom, yes, really. We're so used to instant gratification these days that boredom feels like an enemy. But trust me, allowing yourself to be bored can actually spark creativity and lead to deeper self-reflection. Instead of reaching for your phone when you have a few minutes to spare, try going for a walk, reading a book, or simply sitting in silence and observing your surroundings. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is the golden rule. Remember that setbacks happen, and it's okay to slip up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Acknowledge your efforts, celebrate small victories, and keep moving forward. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a dinner party, surrounded by friends. You're having a great time, laughing, sharing stories, and genuinely connecting. Suddenly, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling. The energy shifts, the conversation stumbles, and the magic fades. That's the power of our phones, they can easily pull us away from meaningful experiences. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. We all know those situations where we end up on our phones even though we'd rather be present in a moment of family dinner, a first date, or even just a quiet walk with a loved one. That nagging guilt and shame? It's a reminder that we're missing out on something truly special. Remember, you are worthy of connection, joy, and fulfillment. You deserve to experience life fully without letting your phone get in the way. So, what can you do right now to reclaim your time and your attention? Here's a challenge. For the next 24 hours, make a conscious effort to put your phone down more often. Choose one activity, a walk in nature, a heartfelt conversation with a friend, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence and give it your undivided attention. You'll be amazed by how much richer your experience will be. I want to hear about your journey, share your stories, struggles, and triumphs on our social media pages using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Let's support each other on this path to reclaiming our lives from the grip of screen addiction. Until next time, keep shining bright, amazing people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.